From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian officials said Monday terrorism is not among the likely causes of the crash of a Russian military passenger plane that apparently killed all 92 people on board, including dozens of members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, also known as the Red Army Choir. Earlier Monday, the Russian transport minister said Sunday's crash was likely caused by pilot error or technical issue. The aircraft did not transmit a distress signal, and a military spokesman described the pilot as, in his words, first class. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it crashed into the Black Sea early Sunday. Authorities say nearly a dozen bodies have already been recovered. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned U.S. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro to talk about the U.S. abstention that allowed the passage of the U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. The UN resolution comes ahead of a planned Mideast conference in Paris on January 15th, where an international framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians could be discussed. And at least two people were killed by Typhoon Nakhtin, which brought heavy winds and rains to Manila today. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities say they are planning more counterterrorism operations after killing two militants who were suspected of planning an attack on a police post during a shootout on Christmas Day. A national police spokesman said investigators are trying to get more information about planned attacks from at least 14 suspected terrorists with connections to Islamic State who have been arrested in recent weeks. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor in Hawaii with President Barack Obama on Tuesday. The visit comes 75 years after the attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor that launched the United States into World War II. And on Thursday, the U.S. and Japan held a ceremony marking the U.S. military's return of land on Okinawa Island to the Japanese government, the largest transfer since 1972. U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Carolyn Kennedy.
Today's ceremony marks a milestone in the U.S.-Japan alliance as we return 4,000 hectares of land to the government of Japan and the people of Okinawa.
Okinawa, which was under U.S. occupation until 1972, hosts the bulk of the approximately 50,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan. Some local residents have been pushing for the U.S. presence there to end. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump can begin to significantly reshape the federal judiciary when he takes office next month due to a large number of vacancies in the federal courts. There are currently 104 vacancies, including a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court that was vacated by the February death of Justice Antonin Scalia. By contrast, there were 54 federal judiciary vacancies when President Barack Obama entered the White House 8 years ago. Turkish military said Monday that an Islamic State attack in the Syrian town of Al-Bab killed at least 30 civilians who were seeking to escape and wounded many others on Sunday. Syrian rebels supported by Turkish forces have been fighting to take Al-Bab as part of the Euphrates Shield operation launched by Turkey in late August to sweep the Sunni hardliners and Kurdish fighters from its Syrian border. And fans and well-wishers are placing tributes outside the home of pop superstar George Michael in England following his death Sunday. Michael was 53.
Completely surprised. I knew he was around the village quite a lot, and it's really shocking to hear that he's passed away.
Yeah, we're very sad. Obviously, he's had 11 hits, I think, and 1980s, you know, I grew up there. I knew all his hits. Yeah, it's very sad news.
Michael's manager is reported as saying he died of heart failure. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.